Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Knier, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us today. On today's show, my guest is Michelle Long. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
And for those of you that may not know the name, Michelle is the Development Director for SEEDS, right?
Right.
And how long have you been in this position?
Since October of 2024.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. For a little bit already.
Yeah.
So, and people might say, and this is what the show is going to be about, is to learn about SEEDS, and what it really means, you know, how is it related to health and wellness? You know, as a hospital, you're wondering why, and hopefully, you know, listening to the show today, you'll understand the importance of this organization and what it really does for our community and the people who live in our community. So Michelle, can you start by saying, you know, by telling us, you know, what is SEEDS and what does the organization do?
So SEEDS is Sustainable Energy Education, Development, and Support. And we provide education and programming on sustainable living and renewable energies. The organization has been around since 2008.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nonprofit, and we have a pretty robust group of board members who have a variety of expertise in renewable energies, and we have some great connections with people in the community on sustainable living. And so we've provide online webinars, we do in-person webinars, we find out from the community what things they need to learn about to live a more sustainable life, and provide education on different type of renewable energies like solar, wind.
Mm-hmm.
We provide that education and those resources. So we have a weekly or a monthly newsletter that has a lot of really great mm-hmm, information mm-hmm. for folks that they can sign up for.
Right.
But most of what we do is programming, mm-hmm. educational programming.
Right. And in this day and age, I think it's just sometimes, you know, even myself, we find it challenging sometimes with energy and, you know, making the dollar go a little farther with a lot of things. So we're going to talk about a couple of things that you guys do.
Right.
So, you know, what do you mean when you say sustainable life? I think that's important to understand.
Yeah, that seems to be a question that we get a lot, and it means something different for different people.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, it means making choices every day on how we use our energy, our water, our resources in a more efficient way, in ways that save money, improve comfort, reduce unnecessary waste. In a home setting, this often means reducing energy loss, improving efficiency, maintaining a healthier living conditions, without making huge lifestyle changes,
mm-hmm.
Or expensive renovations. There are simple things that you can do in your life to save water, save energy.
Right.
And those, not everybody knows what those tools are. And those
mm-hmm.
are the programming things that we provide. So it's not about perfection. I am not perfect at a sustainable life myself, but I try very, very hard and think about all of my actions, but it's making smart, informed choices that benefit your household and while supporting a more resilient future. What are we leaving for our children,
right,
grandchildren,
right.
and that kind of
and
thing.
And future generations,
so, yeah.
right? And I think, you know, important point you brought up, maintaining a healthier living. You know, we all want that, right?
Yeah.
We all want to live a healthier life, you know, and energy, you know, sustainability, all that things that we talked about. Like, I go around my house and I turn off all the lights. I don't leave my lights on, you know, because that helps reduce my energy bill, right? And if it reduces my energy bill, I have more money to pay for, you know, medications and food and things like that that we really need to take care of ourselves.
Yeah.
Correct? It's kind of a trickle-down effect.
Exactly, exactly. And making those small adjustments in can make a big difference in the long run.
Right.
So,
So can you talk about some of the types of programs you do offer to support sustainable living?
Yeah. Right now, we have an home energy efficiency assessment program that we have had in place for years. And what it is people can sign up to have one of our program coordinator and some of our volunteers come into your home and do an energy efficiency assessment. It's not a full professional audit, but it's basically walking around your home with a checklist of, you know, your kitchen, your the attic, the basement, to see where there's cracks and crevices that could be filled. And they provide recommendations to homeowners on how they can make those adjustments. And some of them are not, you know, most of them are not very expensive, but they provide that assessment. But we have noticed in the last couple of years that a lot of, you know, since COVID, a lot of people don't want people in their homes or anything. So what we've developed is a checklist that people can use on their own.
Okay.
And it kind of walks them through the different parts of their home and how they can check for energy efficiency improvements.
Right.
So we have the checklist online. And to kind of kick this whole thing off, we're doing an energy efficiency program online. It's a webinar that we're having on March 20th. At 5:30, and folks can sign up on our website. And it's the beginning of a series that we put together called, you know, Back to Basics. And this is like the back to basics of sustainable living, like the groundwork to how you can save money and, you know, live a sustainable life. So the program, the people who are doing the program have worked in this program for years. One of them is our board member, Kathy Dodge, who has, you know, she helped set this program up. She's one of the co-founders of SEEDS. And she'll be presenting the program along with our program coordinator, Holly Zalewski. She's a college student, and she's been doing the program with SEEDS since high school.
Wow.
And she's great. So they'll be providing, you know, they talk about how to reduce energy use, better manage your utility expenses, low cost ways to improve your comfort around your home. So they'll be talking about that. So again, that's March 20th online, and you can sign up on the SEEDS website.
Can you give us the SEEDS website?
Yes, it's seedsgroup.net. And you just www.seedsgroup.net and click on the events, and that you can sign up for that, and you'll get that.
And again, this is a free program, right, to our community members. It doesn't cost anything. So just to learn about those, like you said, the small changes that can make a big difference in, you know, maybe some of your energy costs.
Again,
save your money.
Yeah.
That's really important to know.
Yeah.
So, and you also have a recycling event?
Yeah, we have. So another thing that we promote for folks to do around the home is recycling, because there's so much waste that goes in the garbage, and there's a lot of misnomers about recycling and what you can and can't recycle.
Right.
And so we have a group coming in, corporate waste consultants. They're going to review the basics of recycling, the why, what, how, where, and, you know, what to do with those hard to recycle items. And it's going to be an interactive discussion. You know, hopefully when you leave the conversation, you know what to do and what matters.
Right.
And, you know, making a bigger difference. And that program where we
Don't ask me, because I get tongue-tied all the time. So
We're doing this program on Earth Day.
Oh, wonderful.
So,
yes.
Okay. And we're going to have that here in person at the Tech Hub.
Okay.
In the classroom in room 240. And we're excited about that program. That'll be April 22nd at 6:30 at the Tech Hub. So we're hoping to get some a good turnout for that.
Right. So the Tech Hub, what's the address here?
It's 646 Park Street.
So right down the road from the hospital, or up the road from the hospital.
Yeah, right across the street. So we're excited about that program. And we have a lot of other programming coming up this year that we're looking to do. We're trying to provide more education to folks on mm-hmm. how they can provide a sustainable life. And if anyone, you know, has ideas on things that they would like to learn more about, they can always contact our organization, you know, at the website, or reach out to me directly, and you know, we can try to put that together, because we have a large group of people that have a lot of expertise in this community.
Oh, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, and almost always when a topic comes up, there's three people that you can mm-hmm. go to, but it's hard for folks to make those connections. And that's what we hope to do, is try to make those connections so people can mm-hmm. Get the information that they need.
Right.
So.
And some of the websites, I mean, or the online programming, are you able to record it and maybe someone can listen to it afterwards?
Yes. So the program, especially that we're doing on March 20th, is going to be on our energy efficiency page on our website. We're mm-hmm. going to upload it to our YouTube channel, and it'll be accessible into the future. So, and there's a host of tools on there that folks can use. We have a pretty robust website that we just redid. And,
yes, it's very nice. I actually checked it out.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
We have blood, sweat, and tears into that. Uh-huh. So, so there's lots of information there.
Yeah, so like, you know, when you talk about the websites, you know, it lists the different programs that are coming up and new ones that you're, you know, that eventually you'll get to, and but they can visit that to find out more about sustainable living as well, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Which is really important. So you also have an event in September, which is really exciting, right?
Oh, yeah. So our book share is one of our biggest programs of the year. And the amount of people that come out is just mm-hmm. incredible. The book share for this year is going to be September 19th and 20th at the Wayne County Fairgrounds again. They've been such great hosts up there. And so it'll be 9 to 4 each day. And the books are free,
That's amazing.
And it's set up like a very large library. And we start off with nothing and we end with nothing. It's a pretty incredible recycling event. But yeah, so mark your calendars now mm-hmm. For September 19th and 20th.
Right. And, you know, we, as part of Wayne Tomorrow, we were asked to volunteer as members of the team, and it was amazing to go there. I think it was 2 years ago that we participated, and you group everything into categories. So again, you know, things like a cookbook that you may be looking for, but maybe you don't want to buy it, right?
Yeah.
So you just go there that day and you look around and you pick them up. Like you said, it's free, correct?
Yeah, yeah. All of my family got a book for Christmas this year. So, because it was, you know, there's so many different topics there, and there's something for everybody.
There really is.
And everybody got a book for Christmas. It was great. And they loved it. They loved it. So, yeah.
Right. And then you just save something from going into the landfill, right?
Exactly.
Right.
Reuse, recycle. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And I know, you know, we're not quite there yet, but we have like about a little less than a minute left. There's, again, other programs that you're going to look at, like, you know, not so much cooking, but, you know, how to make that food budget go a little longer, right?
Yeah.
We're not going to get into details, but we just talked about that. That's something that, you know, we know would be helpful for our community, right?
Yeah. And we have a couple exciting things happening this year. We're trying to put together a like-minded folks talking about different topics like solar and renewable energies we're going to call it green drinks, which we're recycling from another energy group that we partner with. And it's just informal conversations mm-hmm. about some of their concerns about what's going on with renewable energies and what direction we want to take. So, And then, you know, there's lots of programming going on this mm-hmm. year, so we're really excited. So right. stay tuned. Lots right. to come.
Exactly. Excuse me. And what I love about Seeds is it is a nonprofit, so the programs you provide are free for our community members.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, so. We do our best to bring everything without a cost attached to it. So
okay. If anyone had any questions, can they call? Is there a phone number here?
Yes, there is a phone number here. It's 570-245-1256. And they can reach me directly at director@seedsgroup.net.
Okay.
Just go to the website right. and they can contact me.
Right. Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, Michelle, thank you so much for being on the show today. I truly believe that the information that you shared, or again, just a little bit of what Seeds does, is so important for our community.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. Yeah. I hope to talk to you more soon.
Oh, definitely.
Great. Thanks.
You're welcome. And again, this is Carol Kanaya, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us, and have a great day.